Well, it's a crucial 24 hours for particularly the Aidan O'Brien stable at Coolmore in Ireland. If a horse is coming for the Tab Everest, they go into quarantine in the next 24 hours. Our good mate out at the Hunter Valley from Coolmore, Tom Magnier, is joining us. Morning, Tom.
Morning, Andrew.
Looking forward to the news that I think you can tell us that 10 Sovereigns is hopefully going into quarantine tonight.
Yeah, he's going to go into quarantine. We're speaking with Aidan. The horse is going to go into quarantine. And the plan is, yeah, he's going to go into quarantine. But the only thing is that obviously we've got Yes, Yes, Yes running in Sydney this weekend. So we're going to watch and see what happens there. But we have to make a decision on whether 10 Sovereigns went into quarantine. So he took the decision to put him in. But we are still going to see what happens with Yes, Yes, Yes.
Okay, so there is a chance that if Yes, Yes, Yes was impressive, that maybe if there's wet weather around, that 10 Sovereigns may not come.
Yeah, 10 Sovereigns. He obviously, when he won over 6 furlongs in the July Cup, that was hard ground, and that's the way he needs it. So, you know, we have to watch that as well. So, you know, he's gone into quarantine, but it's not, we haven't locked in our slots yet, if you know what I mean.
Okay, that's interesting. I think most of us probably thought 10 Sovereigns was the one, but you must be hearing good things about Yes, Yes, Yes.
Yeah, you know, Chris is very happy with the horse, and you know, we'll see how we go. He went out on the track the other day, and he seemed happy after that. So we'll learn a lot about how he's come on as a 3-year-old when he steps out on Saturday, and we'll go from there. But you know. There's a lot of good horses around at the moment that still, you know, that could be considered for a slot. So, you know, we're still keeping the options open, but we have put 10 Sovereigns into quarantine.
Okay, and just on that, Tom, if you looked around, and I mean, would it be something that Coolmore would look at if there was a good horse outside your own horses? Would you look at that?
Yes, absolutely. We would, yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
there's a large prize money on offer, and you know, you got to do your best job to get that.
Yep, understand. The key is, I guess, the weather with 10 Sovereigns. We saw the horse win the July Cup, Tom, and he was so dominant there on that nice track.
Yeah, those Nonne Nevers, they really like the ground like that, and you know, I think if Ranwick got good ground, he'd be very competitive. He's very fast.
Yep. I guess the issue is that if he comes, he's got to get here, I think, around Golden Rose Day. It is slightly a gamble because you just don't know what will happen in the few weeks after that.
Yeah, but I suppose there's other races that we could look at as well. While he's down around Sydney as well, so we wouldn't rule out him not running in something else.
Okay, and then go for another horse for the Everest.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a bit to play out by. It makes the race, Tom.
Yeah, no, exactly. We're obviously working very closely with the ATC as well, and you know, talking to Aidan, and Aidan does understand that we have to make a decision sooner rather than later. So we're all aware of that as well. So we're, you know, Ryan Moore, there's conversations happening every minute just to try and get the make the best decision.
Understand. But the news is that 10 Sovereigns will go into quarantine, and then you'll wait and see what happens over the next few days around Yes, 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 and then you'll all sit down and make one final decision, I guess.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Chad.
And you're a bit like James Harron. He wants to sit there as long as possible as well, just to see who pops its head up.
Yeah, exactly. But listen, there's no flies on James Harron. He knows exactly what he's doing. So, you know, listen, it'll be interesting to see how it plays out.
All right, we'll wait and see. But the news is 10 Sovereigns goes in, and then we'll wait and see. Hey, Tom, I just wanted to grab you as well. Obviously, Coolmore are a major player around the world at all of these sales. What about this Keeneland sale and an American Pharaoh filly that was sold for $8.2 million just a few hours ago?
Yeah, I think that's around 10 or just over 10 million Australian. She's an extremely well-bred filly. She's related to our stallion here, Mendelssohn, and she's, you know, Beholder, Intermischievous. She's one of the hottest families, if not the hottest family in America at the moment. a very good looking horse, and it was down to Sheikh Mohammed and Mandy Pope, and a record price of $8.2 million US for the filly. So listen, Mandy Pope, she's been picking up some of the best broodmares around the world. So you know, it's no surprise to see her sign the docket.
I'm probably going to embarrass myself here, but can you tell us who Mandy Pope is?
Just a very big breeder in America.
Right.
Been around for a long time and bought some of what, as I said, would be one of the biggest buyers of broodmares and good fillies.
Yeah, understand. Well, she certainly opened the wallet there. 8.2 and, as you say, just over $10 million for an American Pharaoh filly, a half-sister to Mendelssohn. And all the stallions are up and active out there, Tom?
Yeah, you know, the season is underway. You know, like horses like Piero, Sturdy Pink, Rubik, Fastnet Rock, and, you know, obviously the Triple Crown winners and Justify and American Pharaoh. It's a really exciting time. We've got amazing mares coming in the door. The support has been fantastic. So, you know, it's very dry up here in the Hunter. Obviously, people are doing it tough up here, so we just hope a bit of rain comes our way.
We're going to talk actually to the Armidale Race Club. Tom, it's a good point that you bring up. It is staggering how large portions of the state are just terribly dry. There's areas down in the South Coast, Maruya and Sapphire Coast, their picture isn't 100% either. It's just such a big area that's just terribly dry.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of this rain, you know, it's very coastal at the moment, and the people inland just aren't getting it. Some of the farmers in our areas there and around all of the state, they're doing it very, very tough. So as you say, are you okay there? I think it's definitely worth giving those people a fair bit of thought.
Yeah, you're so right. I think people in the city think it's going to be all right, or it is okay, when it's certainly not the case out once you get outside the city. Tom, thank you for joining us. We'll obviously be all over yes, 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 but the news is that 10 Sovereigns has gone into quarantine tonight, and then we'll wait and see what happens after the weekend with your horse yes, yes, yes. Thanks a lot, Tom.
Okay, thanks, Andrew.
Good on you. Tom Magnier there from Coolmore. So a bit to play out on that Coolmore slot.